Karen and I are going to just briefly outline the subject we've been developing. As you can see, the tentative title is Indigenous and Intercultural Health. And that's the front page. We chose the Whitney University platform for reasons we'll briefly explain, but that's just a shot of the opening page.
This is live, so you can do it at home. And I'm currently working on bits and pieces, so I'm going to be changing over time as well.
One of the pressures or levers for getting this going was a faculty review, which identified the absence of Indigenous-related curriculum, which for a large health faculty is something that everyone thought should be addressed. So this is one part of an Indigenous engagement strategy, which is just starting to gather momentum, I guess would be an accurate way to summarise it. Kerry, would it?
Yes.
So it's early days. We're trying to address the deficit. There's currently very little. There are pockets of fantastic both teaching and research across the faculty, but they don't know about each other. There's nothing particularly public about and coordinated about anything. So I did do the inevitable survey to try and get gauge people's interest and whether they believe there was a need for an intercultural subject, an Indigenous subject, or a combination of both. And the clear message was there was strong interest in a combination of both, but a lot less for one or the other. So therefore it is a combination of culture general with some case studies of Melbourne local sort of ethnic cultures, I guess you could say, and with a major focus on Indigenous. And the central module is solely dedicated to Indigenous health and introducing people to basic competencies working with Indigenous people.
And I guess sort of closing the gap, which you know we'll be doing through it, all right, there's one of the targets for that is increasing the number of Indigenous students in health sciences. And Victoria does really badly in that area. There's not enough Aboriginal people doing those courses, therefore there's not enough people to teach it as well, because there's not enough graduates. I'm involved in the nursing development course in Victoria because there's so few Aboriginal nurses in Victoria. So these subjects are actually really important to Indigenous students as well, because it gives health science tends to be very white in the past, and this provides an opportunity for other voices. So when you look at professionalism in nursing, it often starts with Florence Nightingale, and there's absolutely no acknowledgement of other cultural groups and having a history of nursing. So Aboriginal people have had what you would call nurses, for 40,000 years, but that's not acknowledged, I think, in nursing courses. So it's actually a really important thing for addressing a whole lot of inequities.
And as I said, a number of people have, I just want to acknowledge that there has been a lot of good work going on before, but they tended to be working in isolation and having trouble getting momentum with all the other pressures of, the mainstream curriculum and mainstream pressures. And people are obviously very wary of treading on ground. They don't feel qualified to work in, as I am. And as Karen said, it's incredibly hard to find people who are both Indigenous and qualified and available and interested in collaborating on a subject like this. So I feel like I won the lottery being able to find Karen, who ticks all those boxes very well. Okay, that's fairly straightforward. I think I've covered most of those. The multidisciplinary aspect is probably worth talking about. Typically, subject focused very much on a particular nursing, physio, whatever. This is deliberately much more open than that. It takes a fairly interprofessional approach, which is particularly appropriate with intercultural and Indigenous health, I think, because so often a single profession cannot hope to manage care, deliver appropriate care in a fragmented sort of monodisciplinary way. Social determinants approach is almost a given, I think, to be able to understand what, you know, the upstream factors that contribute to Indigenous and other cultures' health is critical for all health professionals. And that's nothing new, but we're trying to sort of build on that sort of approach. As it turned out, the nursing reaccreditation cycle has mandated that they have a substantial Indigenous component in at least one subject. So this happens to fall into some of their mandated requirements at the same time. So nursing have actually sponsored the development of this. But I stress again that it's, you know, while nursing is, can see itself clearly in the subject, it's multi-professional. I think social work also has a similar sort of set of mandated requirements and learning objectives, and we've shaped the wording to make sure that they can see themselves very clearly in the modules as well. I don't know whether it's truly flipped or whether we're flipped or what flipped is, but it doesn't have lectures as such. For a whole stack of reasons, mostly pragmatic, the idea is for students to prepare for workshops by doing a couple of hours of online activities, trying to keep it simple, straightforward, and then to do 2 hours face-to-face. So it's not a totally virtual subject, it's a balance that could be delivered across the semester or could be delivered in a block mode over a few days, if necessary. Around 50% of the content is online, but trying to lock it in so that students really see strong connections between online, everything they do there has a continuity with the face-to-face stuff, which has continuity with the assessment, that sense of being all on the same page. Sometimes subjects can get quite fragmented with learning outcomes over there, assessment activities there and class activities here. We're trying very hard to keep it integrated. Obviously needs a lot of consultation and development, a lot more than your average sort of new subject. Karen's doing a lot of that work, throwing ideas past her colleagues, and
traditionally a lot of courses around Indigenous health have involved looking at Aboriginal history, which is important, and also looking at health statistics. But often what practical kind of people people get attracted to health science is typically practical. You know, they want to work with IVs, they want to give injections, you know, that kind of thing. So, and often that history and those statistics aren't linked to practice. So a very strong kind of component that we're putting in this is about practice. So if you're caring for an Aboriginal person in a hospital, what does that mean for me as a nurse? You know, what do I have to do? If I'm a social worker working with an Aboriginal family, what does that mean? What does that mean that I do? So it's linking that sort of theory with practice, and often that's missing in Aboriginal health courses, because I think that there hasn't been enough Aboriginal people in there graduating and getting in the mess to unpack it and think about it. So a lot of the consultation I do is, What do you do when an Aboriginal person comes in, or how would you like to be treated in a hospital when you go in and have a baby? So they're a lot of the conversations I've been having with people, and just running past case studies past Aboriginal health workers, you know, what do you think about this? Does this make sense to you? So that's really some of the work I've been doing.
3 minutes.
Okay. The open platform has been particularly appropriate in that we don't have much of a budget, and to engage the good will of the whole this won't be owned or behind the project and won't just have a semester if it's done it. It's going to be there. So I think that we've already established through some videos that we've produced that people are quite willing to give up a full day of their time, as it's turned out, to something that they can co-own and share. And the copyright, I think, sort of pioneered sort of under the radar to some extent. You know, it's co-branded with La Trobe doesn't own it, Fat Show doesn't own it, but we both are custodians of it. And you know, there's management system for copyright, but it's basically open, and it's not that usual tightly bound sort of, which prohibits a lot of broader use. We can probably go straight through that. It's just a three-module structure with, you know, standard sorts of macro learning outcomes with the enabling ones underneath. Obviously, a lot of people are deeply passionate in this area, and everyone wants to see themselves in it. And we've got requests to put, you know, a special emphasis on mental health, special emphasis on counselling, special emphasis on early childhood, ageing, etc., etc. So that's a challenge, and I think one of the ways to do this is to have a range of optional resources that students or courses can use to dive into, rather than saying you must do this, 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 and this. They can say, well, if you're interested in early childhood development or breastfeeding, here's a little case study you can use to address this more general objective. Finding good quality resources in the open space has been quite difficult. It's actually harder to get stuff approved on the Wikiversity, Wikicommons area than it is just to grab a picture from somewhere and acknowledge it. But so essentially the message there is it's been easier to develop our own, which probably seems not like a shortcut, but in fact it's the most pragmatic
and
approach.
Probably that's because minority groups aren't really well represented in the commons at the moment. And so we're adding to that so other people will be able to use it in the future, which is good.
This is a very rough cut. This is a wrap up. I did this in 10 minutes yesterday. Oh, not the subtitles, they took a lot longer, but this is just an example of grabbing a video clip, chucking it onto YouTube and putting a couple of activities into it. So it sort of stands alone. So maybe that link's going to work. The acting is totally amateurish. Some young bloke without a beard there. About 1 minute long, so we'll probably wrap up on that and ask for questions, or we'll do it later.
We've got time, I think, for questions.